Mr. President, I thought I ought to ask you if you had any views or feelings about how we resume action after this 30-hour truce ends. We've asked Sharp to let us know what his actual bombing plan is, and we're thinking whether to ask Westmoreland what his feeling is. The problem gets solved for us if the Viet Cong operate before we do during the 30 hours we've given and after the 12 hours they spoke of. We don't want to tell our commanders to operate in a way that would create a kind of a pause that you don't want. On the other hand, we want to be alert to the need not to look as if we were the ones who got doubly violent right after Christmas. Do you have any feelings on that?
No, I'd ask Westmoreland to give us any suggestions he thinks that will be in the interest of the protection of men out there and short of any resumption of hostilities on our part as long as we can.
You just as soon have to stand down informally continue.
As long as they're not doing anything.
Right. Now how about bombing, Mr. President? Into all our military friends and the dangers of the cause, if we say that to Sharp, and yet in a sense the bombing in the north is the most conspicuous thing we're doing. We can ask them just to stick to road reconnaissance for a few days or something of that sort. Stay away from major populated or organized targets.
What does that do in the way of I just ask them for their recommendation, and let's look at them.
Right, well, we've asked Sharp for his, and they'll be in a few hours, and then we'd probably be in need to have a fairly quick turnaround, because technically this truce expires tomorrow noon our time. 11 o'clock, actually. We'll get what we've got, and we'll stick it on the wire to you with Vance's view in mind, and Dean Rusk's, and then you'll have a chance.
Has Dean talked to anybody?
We haven't talked to Lodge. I think Lodge has gotten off to Bangkok. We have been in touch with Porter about the 30-hour truce. And oh, Thompson talked to the other fellow.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Got no business. Really a very cool reaction. Led him to the feeling that they may be hardening in their attitude and strengthened his feeling that before we go after the POL, we'd better be consider again whether a certain lull would be useful. Not get anything new in terms of whether they could do anything. In fact, it was rather a stonewall both ways.
What's happening with these conversations going on between the Chinese and the Russians announcing each other back and forth? How do they analyze those?
They analyze those as a very sharp and deep split between the two that we don't quite go as far as some of the public analysts that the Chinese are accusing the Russians of trying to settle a war behind their backs, but we do take the view that there is a deep-seated difference as to whether the thing is better to have a fight it all the way through the Chinese view or to bring it to some sort of more sort of simmered down solution, either by negotiation or just by changing tactics for North Vietnamese, which we think to be the Russian view. Some of the Russians, Madame de Breen in a dinner the other night, said it's either going to go to conference table or it's going to turn into a world war. I think that's probably a sort of a second drink exaggeration, but Tommy would be inclined to say that the Soviet Union does see the thing toward peace a little and get pushed away from it by increasing battle activity.
What are you going to do, Christmas?
I'm going to be right here. Help the children fight their way to the tree.
How's your mother?
She's fine. She's in Africa, Mr. President. I've got a niece who's in the Peace Corps in Tanzania, and she's out having Christmas with her oldest grandchild.
Now, who is this? Is this her
This is
sister?
John Thielen's daughter. He was Jimmy.
Yeah, I knew. Yeah, I knew that. What does he do now?
He's back attending the family affairs in Boston.
Well, Mac, I hope you have a wonderful Christmas.
Wonderful Christmas to you.
I wrote you a little note last night. It doesn't have any money in it. You just have to get along with sentiment.
Mr. President, I'm two letters behind you. That first handwritten letter is going to go on our wall in a place where we can use it to keep our courage up. How are you all?
Pretty good. Pretty
good. Johnson, have a good birthday.
She sure did. Here she is.
Oh, good.
Mac?
Merry Christmas.
Oh, and the same to you.
And you've got sunlight down there.
Well, we've got chill. It's cold for a change, but it is. It's sort of a pale sunlight, but we're going to get up a few minutes and enjoy it and travel around and see what's going on.
Good. Well, I hope you have just the most quiet, cheerful, and friendly time. I've told the President the only trouble we've got up here, and we have no others, so have a very Merry Christmas.
Well, I hope the world stays still, and I hope you all have the gayest, happiest, dearest time, and my love to Mary.
And thank you for everything.